Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel and Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel is going to teach us what disqualifies an Arava. The previous Mishnah talked about what makes a Hadas Pasul, and the previous Mishnah before that taught us about the Lulav. Now we're going to learn about the Arava. It says the Mishnah, Arava Gezula Vivesha Psula, that a stolen Arava or a dry one is also going to be Pasul, like we saw before when it came to Hadasim and the Lulav. Shela Sheirav Shelir Hinadachas Psula. Also we see that an Arava of an Asherah tree or of an Irinidachas is also going to be Puzzle again, like we saw previously as well. Niktam Rosha Nifritsu Aleha Vehatzaf Tzafa Psula, an Arava whose tap was cut off or had most of its leaves torn off, or a Tzaf Tzafa, which is a type of Arava whose leaves are round, are going to be Puzzle as well. Continuing in the Mishnahs, we discuss cases in which an Arava is kosher. Says the Mishnah, Ki Musha, if an Arava is merely withered a little bit, but it's not completely dry, Vishenoshru Miktas Aleha, or if only some of its leaves fell off, Vishel Baal, or if it is from a field that is watered by the rain and did not grow by a brook, Keshera, says the Mishnah, in all of these cases, it is going to be kosher, that although the Torah describes the Arava as Arve Nachal, as the willows of a brook, it is still going to be kosher, even if it did not actually grow by the brook that is described in the Torah. Continuing now with Perek Yimel, Mishnah Dalet, says the Mishnah, and Rabbi Shmuel says, Shlosha Hadasim Ushtei Aravos Lulav Echad V'Esrog Echad. The mitzvah of Arba Minim arts is to take three Hadasim, two Aravos, one Lulav, and one Esrog. Afilu Shnayim Kitumim V'Echad Eino Katu. The Hadasim are valid even if two of them are clipped, meaning their tops are cut off, and one is not actually clipped. Now the Bartanura points out that the Gemara asks why Rabbi Shmuel allows two clipped Hadasim, but not three. After all, if a clipped hadas is kosher, then all three may be clipped, and if it is not kosher, then not even one may be clipped. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Shmuel considers a clipped hadas valid, but he changed his mind about the number of hadasim required. At first, he held that three hadasim were required, all of which must be unclipped, but later he ruled that one hadas is enough. However, he did not withdraw his original statement. Instead, he modified it by saying that two of the three hadasim may in fact be clipped and therefore would be kosher, because a single hadas would be sufficient. A single hadas would be fine. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we see a disagreement regarding clipped hadasim, Rabbi Tarfon says, Afilu shelashton ketumim, that one fulfills the obligation of hadasim even if all three of the hadasim are in fact clipped. That Rabbi Tarfon rules that a hadas is valid even if it is clipped, because in his opinion, the Torah's requirement of hadar, of beauty, does not apply to the hadas. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, Kishem shel lulav echad v'esrog echad, just as one only needs one lulav and one esrog, kach hadas v'echad arava echas. That so too, you only need one hadas and one arava as well. And as the Bartanura points out, the halach is actually in accordance with Rabbi Tarfon, namely the fulfill the mitzvah, even if all three of the hadasim are clipped, but you still require three hadasim with the lulav. Quick review. Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel taught us that a stolen Arava or a dry Arava is going to be puzzle, and an Arava from an Asherah tree or an Irinidachas is going to be a puzzle, and an Arava whose top is cut off or most of its leaves cut off, or a type of Arava whose leaves are round is going to be puzzle. However, the Mishnah taught us that if an Arava is merely withered but it's not completely dry, then it is kosher, or if only some of its leaves fell off, or if it is from a field that is withered, that is watered by the rain and did not grow by a brook, as the Torah describes, in all of these cases it would be kosher. And then Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet taught us that Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that three hadasim, that in order for you to fulfill your obligation of Arba Minim, you need three hadasim, two aravos, one lulav, and one esrog, and the hadasim are going to be kosher even if two of them are clipped, according to him, and one is not clipped. Rabbi Tarfon disagrees regarding that clipping, and he says that even three of the hadasim can be clipped. Rabbi Kiva says that you only need one lulav and one esrog, so therefore you also only need one hadas and one arava. Have a great day.